Good morning, and thank you for finding my podcast. My name's Scott Anderson. So first of all, today, it's about a month after returning from Europe, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, share a few thoughts about going to Europe with your family. I've been to Europe for work many times, and this is the first time I actually got a chance to take my family. I've taken them to Asia, and I'd taken my wife to Paris, but I hadn't taken the kids. And so it was really interesting for me to have the opportunity to take them. I know when my parents took me to Europe when I was a youngster, that it really had an impact on me. It really changed kind of my perceptions, not only of the country I lived in, but also of the world I was a part of. The world is an interesting place, and frankly, when you get a chance to see it from a different perspective, it kind of changes how you view, you know, the little things that you normally concern yourself with and worry about. So the opportunity that we had was to go to Copenhagen, get on a Costa cruise ship, excuse me. We rode the Costa Fabulosa from Copenhagen, Denmark, to Gelsinger, Beringer, and Kjerstensand in Norway, and then down to Denmark to visit Legoland, and then to Rostock, Germany, where we went to the zoo, and then back to Copenhagen, and then we went to Amsterdam. So we spent a couple days in Copenhagen sightseeing, and then we went down to Amsterdam. Amsterdam was the important one for Barbara because that's where her family is from, biologically. They're all from the Amsterdam region of Holland. So long story short, we got an opportunity to do a number of things in Europe. First of all, I was very impressed by Jacqueline, my daughter, who was our map reader in every place where we walked around. So we walked around in Gelsinger. Gelsinger is at the end of the Norwegian fjords. We didn't walk very far because it's not a very big city. Basically walked to the tourist shop, bought some knickknacks, including a troll for our boat that we call Lars, and a couple of other trolls that we brought home with us. Norwegian trolls are pretty cool, and Lars is our boat captain, and he is sitting on our boat. And then, you know, we wandered around Gelsinger a little bit, found a bakery, and had a snack. Pretty much it for Gelsinger, you know. But the beauty of Gelsinger was not going into that tiny little city. It was actually going down a fjord in a cruise ship and then going back out a fjord in a cruise ship, but just an absolutely amazing journey. Truly enjoyed it. Got a lot of pictures, have posted a lot of pictures going down the fjord of Norway. In Bergen, we had an opportunity to wander into the city, to do a lot more. We took the self-guided tour instead of one of the actual boat tours in Bergen, and wandered around Bergen. Got to see a lot of the different places of Bergen. Ended up going up the incline train to the top of the mountain where there's a cafeteria and just a beautiful vision. It was raining the whole time, which it rained pretty much most of the time we were in Bergen. But we did get to see the city, and again, once we got off the train, we found another bakery and once again had a snack. It became our tradition in Norway to find Norwegian bakeries and have snacks. In Kjerstensand, we wandered around, you know, visited the many beautiful places in the city, and also ended up going through an art museum of local artists. Just absolutely amazing experience. And really one where everybody in the family was just having a blast being together. You know, obviously, as your family ages, it's a little harder to always be together, but it was fun. We had a lot of fun being together. The Costa cruise ship was amazing. The crew, the people, the food, everything was great. And it was a wonderful experience. They really did an awesome job making sure that everything was put together well for us. And so, you know, really appreciated the Costa Cruise Lines for that wonderful effort. Then we went to Legoland. Jackie announced when we arrived at Legoland in Denmark, the original Legoland, Legoland 1, that she had always wanted to go to Legoland, had never asked. So I kind of felt bad, but then I realized, well, if you don't ask, I really can't, you know, make you go places that I don't know that you want to go there. But it was fun. We got to hang out in Legoland for a day, wandered around. I have a lot of pictures, and I've shared quite a few of those. And then the next thing, as you think about, you know, kind of where you are and what you're doing, we went to Rostock Zoo, and just absolutely a beautiful zoo designed for the animals, not the people. So wandering around, you know, learning about animals, just had an absolute blast there in the Rostock Zoo. And then finally coming back to Copenhagen and, you know, getting a chance to go see the Little Mermaid again. My father and I had taken pictures of the Little Mermaid in 1972. It was a really cold winter's day when we were there. And so it was nice to actually be there, you know, a little bit warmer. But I actually had Barb and Jackie and Nick and Luke each take a picture of the Little Mermaid to continue the tradition that my father had started 44 years before. So now I hope many years from now that my children will have a chance to take, you know, the people in their lives to Copenhagen and take pictures of the Little Mermaid to continue the tradition. We'll see. It's one of those things. Also wandered around, saw the Royal Palace. I kind of expected someone from the royal family would run out and realize that I was a long-lost cousin and obviously reinstate me to whatever royal position I was supposed to have, but that didn't happen. So we kind of walked through the Royal Palace and moved on. I did kind of linger there in the square for a little while, hoping that once they saw me on facial rec, they'd realize I was, in fact, a long-lost Danish royal cousin, and they would bring me in, and that would be that. Just absolutely, you know, had a blast and really, really just enjoyed being with the family and being in Europe. And so if you get a chance, I've been travel blogging about that experience for the last month, http://Scott, S-C-O-T-T-O, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. So S-C-O-T-T-O-A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N .wordpress.com. Great website from WordPress. They're awesome people that allow you to blog for free. And, you know, something that I truly enjoy sharing pictures, images, and memories of going to Europe. Thank you for reaching my podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.